Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Oh, come on now. Work with me. Good morning, everyone. I need your energy this morning. So I want to share with you some information about a project that's quite exciting, and that is a learning process on a moment-to-moment, minute-to-minute, second-to-second basis. If any of you know Makani, if you get linked up with Makani and involved in the project, hold on tight, because it's going to be a fascinating ride, and this one has been. The project is called CCHE, which is Communities Creating Healthy Environments. It's a project funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation focused on reducing childhood obesity, but not with the usual typical lens of focusing on individuals and individual change, but looking at a much broader context of how do you use something like community organizing to promote environmental change, public policy change. What I'm going to share with you, I have Makani standing next to me in spirit, even though she's sitting over there. We're going to share with you how we're looking at capacity building, building capacity to building power, lessons for public health pedagogy. And this is part of a process that involves an incredible technical assistance team that Praxis has pulled together for this project. And the TA team includes folks from around the country focused on several areas, including community organizing, public policy, communications, language and translation, program evaluation, and action research. And our particular role at LMU is to provide the program evaluation work, which is definitely formative evaluation with moment-to-moment changes, because when you're talking about community organizing, you may start over here with a particular focus, but if it's truly a community-driven process, it shape-shifts as you look at it. You start here, but you end up here, and you move over there, and you move there. And evaluation needs to be able to move with the process, which is very dynamic. The vision for CCHE, let me start with this quote. Playgrounds littered with broken glass, neighborhood stores with few healthy eating options. We won't solve childhood obesity without addressing root causes. The land use policies, predatory marketing, underfunded public infrastructure, the kinds of things that make it difficult for kids and families to make healthy choices in the first place, and what has led to the latest terminology, food deserts, in low-income communities of color. The overall vision for CCHE is to forge a broad-based movement led by the communities most affected that will address root cause issues involved in childhood obesity. The theory and the benchmarks of success are multifold, and we're still learning. So what we didn't necessarily realize was an appropriate approach to evaluation. We fold it in as we're learning. Benchmarks are revealing themselves as we speak, because this is a new animal. Truth be told, when we look at change processes, community organizing has not typically been a real focus of social scientists. We don't have a lot of tools to assess community organizing, and we don't necessarily know what all the benchmarks are in a community organizing, public policy, environmental change process. But among some of the critical components are base building and leader development, community leadership that is, policy change, and looking at the root causes and addressing the root causes of childhood obesity. CCHE is located across the country. We are in 22 sites. The project began in 2008, and 10 sites were rolled out in phase one, and then the subsequent 12 sites, it was supposed to be 10 additional sites, and then that morphed into 12 new sites. When I get a takeoff, right. This is the old map, I'm sorry. You're not reading the real places. This is just to give you a visual. The additional 12 sites actually rolled out in the following year, year two. And what we have pulled together is a team that cuts across the country going to all of these different places in Massachusetts, in New York, in Detroit, in Wisconsin, in Chicago, in San Francisco, in Los Angeles, New Orleans, Texas, etc., and Miami. The training and educational framework is essentially the following: to make political ideological connections by identifying the root causes of issues, creating an action space and a safe space, and this one is very important, a safe space for people to explore what is going on in their particular change process. And a lot of attention has to be paid to establishing relationships with the communities that you're working with. So we spend a lot of time in evaluation on that side of the process, trying to not only understand, but understand intimately. We go to the sites, we spend time there, we do ethnographic thick descriptions, and I'll show you an example from one of them at the very end of this, because it's through that kind of understanding and relationship building that people start feeling comfortable talking about the ins and outs, the struggles and the opportunities associated with their work, and that's when the real learning begins to happen and the real capacity building begins to happen, because people have to feel safe to be vulnerable and not perfect in a project that is supposed to be evaluated for its effectiveness, and their funding or future funding could be intimately tied to what other people know about them. It's also about a skills building process, but interestingly enough, it's not just the skills of the community that's developing. Our skills are being stretched as evaluators in this project. I'll give you a quick example. You know, in program evaluation research, we have a set of tools that we use to collect quantitative data and qualitative data from communities, and we want people to track their work. We want them to write stuff down. We want them to check off things on a checklist. We want them to write quarterly reports or semi-annual reports for us that gives us thick description of what they're doing. In one of our sites, working as a predominantly African-American low-income community that has seen more than its fair share of struggles and strife, developing the evaluation plan for that particular site, because each site gets its own program evaluation plan, as well as there being a cross-cutting evaluation across the 22 sites, I originally had them kind of collecting information and writing this stuff down about what they were doing. But at one of the site visits, what I realized is that, Cheryl, this is an African-American community. Your sister, get with the program and understand your own culture. Okay? And what does that mean? We're oral people. We like to talk. And I, what I found in the site visits with this particular site is that we could never quite get everything. And because folks had such rich, thick description presented in an oral narrative, and things that were never fully captured in stuff that they would write down or in the PowerPoints that they might create, oh my God, when they just talked it through with me, I got a whole different flavor and level of substance. So I said, why am I forcing them to do a Western model of capturing information? Why don't I just match the cultural reality? And in doing that, we've reframed some of the ways that the data is being collected in the site, and I'm not asking them to write down much of anything. They love capturing, videotaping. They were just doing this just because they like doing it, videotaping some of their actions and events. So I said, let's just systematize that process. And now what they're doing is they're videotaping what happens when they have community events, community meetings, and actions, so that we have the full, you know, footage of what has occurred. But then at the end of it, they do the roving report of the 6 o'clock news. And they interview each other about what actually happened. And they respond to several basic questions. Then they send us the footage and we transcribe it. And we have our data. You know, and so it's like that little simple shift, but that simple shift is going to lead to much more substantive information. So the skills building is not just on the part of the community organizations that are involved in the process. All of us as TA providers are learning. It's truly a learning community, which is what Praxis wanted to establish. And then creating a healthy movement building process that will cut across grantees. The TA values, history and culture are critical to effective change work, so we spend a lot of time trying to understand the historical context and the cultural realities of any given location and site. Listen, we learn from and bridge with other social justice movements. Listening is critical. A lot of listening happens because we're all teachers and learners. We do go in there as partners, not as the folks that have these skills we're going to impart on these needy communities. We're comrades over the long term. These are relationships that are expected to be established and maintained well past the grant. The grant is just a dot connector, not the beginning and end of relationships. And then commitment to working with youth as peers and being good adult allies. Several of the projects have youth as front and center in the change process. They are the key community organizers in the projects, and in other instances, they are part of the collaboration. Base building and building power is central, so a lot of attention is going to be focused in, is being focused in this project, on looking at increases in or changes and shifts in ally bases across the grantees as we keep an eye on, is this actually emerging into a movement that goes far beyond regional localities? And then people of color are leading the work. The other values elevate and build on existing work. The work is intergenerational. We have to appreciate the complexities of working across race, ethnicity, class, Asian nation status. That one is an absolutely untapped area for further, deeper analysis and integration into our work. One of the things that's nice is that Praxis has us, all the TA providers, meet regularly and have conference calls to just kind of unpack and discuss and dialogue about the things that we're observing and try to understand the interconnection of these different factors. There are multiple ways to arrive at the same point, so there's no one right answer, which frees us to be creative. And then we strive to avoid assumptions about people. That one is particularly fascinating, and I'll show you an example at the very end from an Asian American community in Northern California. And experience is also expertise. Experience is value. So in terms of the CCHE model for TA capacity building, TA, we include things like a baseline assessment of grantee needs and assets. I'll show you, again, an example about that at the end. I would do it now, but I'm afraid if I come out of this and jump to another file, it'll be hard for me to get back. So so it's going to be a little choppy. Orientation and training for the grantees begin at the beginning of the initiative. Comprehensive technical assistance options are offered, and they include peer-to-peer exchange. It's very useful to see where, and we did this as part of the needs assessment, where grantees have expertise that they can share with each other. It's not just about the TA providers, again, because it's about forging relationships to create a national movement. In partnership, we're in partnership, and that creates customized technical assistance work plans. So it's no cookie cutter, not everybody gets communications TA or the same communications TA. It's very much tailored to the needs of the specific site. And then collectively support the grantee cohort to achieve their goals. In terms of training and network development, we try to link them to one another through the national gatherings, online communities, and peer exchanges, actively engage them to contribute to the overall initiative. They thought through with us, what does it mean if this were to become a national movement? What would that look like? What would that take? And then develop a network among the targeted communities. And then the model also includes documentation, evaluation, and product development. So what are some strategies? We're developing them for documenting the work and the lessons learned, toolkits, brochures, case studies. We have 22 sites, but out of those, we're going to select 3 to 4 strong case studies that will help lift up and provide some way to examine some of the nuances of this approach to a change process around childhood obesity. So the core components to all grantees in terms of their capacity building, power analysis, and I'm not talking about statistics power analysis, I'm talking about the strategy that's used in community organizing, and you'll see an example in a second. But all of them have power analysis that was developed for their particular campaigns. Policy plans, communications plan, fundraising plan, program evaluation that's specific to their site, and a customized technical assistance plan. This is the overall CCHA change model from the evaluations perspective, and essentially everything starts with this social justice lens that permeates a culture and place that involves a community organizing strategy. And so everyone, what we're looking to see is whether or not there is going to be a shift in their frame and analysis of childhood obesity. Using community organizing, they'll build and mobilize a base. Their messaging will become reframed in terms of articulating what is childhood obesity really about and building their leader and ally base. These are all benchmarks. The discourse will change, power will be built, and inequities will be challenged to lead to structural changes in terms of access to healthy food, recreation access, policy wins. But the policy wins, we all know, policy change does not mean, okay, we're done, set up shop, is no longer needed, let's move on to the next issue. Then we've got to make sure that that policy change is actually implemented as designed and leads to actual food equity and recreational equity that ultimately changes childhood obesity. But what we're focused on are all the things that are happening up in this place here and the structural changes. So for each site, there's a power analysis. We took power analysis. We took a community, and this is again where the, no way. She said 3 minutes. Okay. I'm just in introduction mode. Okay, so we took the power analysis process that community organizers use, and we turned it into a social science assessment tool. So we can now quantify changes in power analysis over time, marking changes in the capacity of the organizations to make inroads in the work that they're doing. And then we did these other things. I'm going to skip those. So the benchmarks and outcomes, visibility of the issue, local community leadership, changes in community norms, alliances and partnerships, shifts in public will and political will, shifts in policies and regulations, and business practices. There are a lot of lessons learned to date, including creating a space for the interface between community knowledge and wisdom, TA, and program evaluation. This is a bona fide learning community now. we're appreciating community capacity to affect policy change and moving beyond our models, the example that I gave of the site where we're shifting the way we collect process data. Evaluating critical elements of community organizing. Again, we're trying to unpack that animal called organizing and turn it into something that can be tracked and measured from a social science perspective, and then creating a cross-site logic model and building a structural equation model level analysis of these divergent communities with divergent strategies. And just by way of example, how this learning actually is integrated, this is PowerU, which is one of our 22 sites in Florida. And these are just visuals of the folks there, the actual physical space. These are the kinds of things that we pay a lot of attention to in the evaluation and the technical assistance. PowerU was in the second cohort. They started in October 2010. Their work plans were finalized during the middle of the first quarter. And then we did the first quarter report that included their work. During that time, we discerned three separate campaigns from their quarterly evaluation data collection interviews we did with them. And there's no way this project could actually take on three very different campaigns. So part of the process became, how do we help them focus? And we did not do that as evaluation alone. We did that in concert with the TA team that does the power analysis. So these were the three different approaches or campaigns. Using a social justice lens, we knew that they were focused on issues like reproductive justice and the low rates of breastfeeding, and helped them to make some connections between what's a winnable win in the time frame and within the resources that they have. And they got to a point of focusing on breastfeeding, and the evaluation worked in concert with the power analysis process. We actually timed everything we did in the site visit. We went together to the site, power analysis people and evaluation people, and we would do certain things at a particular point because we knew it would inform this power analysis final product. And then the power analysis people did certain things at certain points because they knew it would feed into evaluation. And it became a dialogue, a dance that happened between community, power analysis, and evaluation that led to this very elegant, I wish I had time to discuss it, power analysis that we'll now track over time to see, do things around here shift and change. Pre-TA, they had a policy goal that was the top one. We want to change 3 local hospital policies to be breastfeeding baby friendly. By the time we were finished, we had a much more detailed policy goal with the beginnings of benchmarks that we could track. And again, that was part of an integration between power analysis and evaluation. And then we were able to identify what the other TA providers would bring in. Like, they're going to do some action research that involves using GIS mapping. And I don't have time to play you the clip. This is from a young lady in that area. No questions at this moment. You don't get to see the other slides. Maybe in the swoop back on questions. Thank you.